Grand evening, my love bugs. It's 4:44 p.m. and today is Sunday, March 10th. So I haven't done a message in a while because y'all know I just be taking breaks. But this message is kind of urgent and it has a lot to do with like astronomy and astrology going on right now. Also numerology. So, for me to start it, this was not intentional. It was just like I was told to start it. And I just realized that the time was 4:44. And I always teach you guys that 4:44 is like messages directly from the gods or the cosmos, whatever you want to consider it, the universe. But in particular, this message is from Odin, Allfather. So if you study Norse mythology or you're Gaelic, Celtic, or Norwegian, you know who I'm talking about. Odin Allfather is like the almighty god on Norse mythology, Norse belief system and things like that, right? So I was literally cooking breakfast. We woke up kind of late, and we were like cooking breakfast, basically, or like brunch. And I seen a raven fly past my window. And normally, you guys know I study ornithomancy, so it means like you could read omens and birds. And normally that means like a message. And I'm like, all right, cool. Noted. I'll get to it later. Like, let me finish doing what we gotta do, getting ready for the day. And when I came into the room after we got done eating breakfast, I'm like, or brunch, whatever. And I'm like opening up the windows to bring light into the fucking room. I look down and there's like two or three more ravens right outside my window. And I haven't seen any ravens or crows in a long time. You know, like my other messages, I would be like, oh, there's one outside my window. Oh, there's one outside my window. Oh, that's a message. Like, I haven't seen one in a while. So it was very specific. So I'm like, okay, I know Odin Allfather is associated with ravens, you know, that's his messengers, that's how he gets messages out. So I'm like, okay, let me sit down and talk to him, thinking it was like a personal message, but it's not. Another thing I've noticed when I was cooking is that my phone, I didn't even know, like, I don't be paying attention to like daylight savings and shit like that. But I noticed that my time on the oven didn't match the time on the phone. And normally I do that on purpose so I can get angel numbers. But the last time changed, I switched them to be the same. So I'm looking at my oven as I'm cooking and I'm seeing it's like an hour behind. So I'm like, oh, wow. When did daylight savings happen? I'm just like, damn, how long has that been like that? Like, was it a couple days or am I missing something? So I look it up and today was daylight savings. It happened overnight at 2 a.m. when most of us were sleeping, right? So I kept hearing like new moon, new moon. So now I look and I see the new moon also happened. The new moon in Pisces also happened overnight at 5 a.m. when most of us were like, you know, waking up, or shit, if you ain't got no weekend job, you were sleeping. It's Sunday, right? So today is the new moon, the first new moon of the lunar year. So if you're more so like old school and you do things by the way a lot of our ancestors did it, which is like you have the old way that the calendar was set up, this is the first new moon of the new year. March 1st was like the new year, not January 1st. So it depends on if you go by the Julian calendar or the Gregorian calendar, right? So for me, I go by the old school one, not the Gregorian. So March 1st was the first day of the new year. So since this is the first new moon in March, this is the first new moon in the lunar cycle. And for it to also fall on the day the daylight savings happened, I'm like, that sounds like a portal. So, saying all that to say, I don't know what the fuck's gonna come out in these messages. I just know it has something to do with portals and time changing and like just things going on in the world right now that people are not really making sense of, and I'm here to make sense of it. You know what I'm saying? Another thing I did notice is, like, last night, I was kind of doing a little bit of scrolling the past, like, since I've been off of my podcast, I've been kind of just, like, watching movies or, you know, picking up things, reading stuff, researching. But last night in particular, I was kind of just scrolling, and I noticed, like, when I got up this morning and was kind of just, like, scrolling before I really got fully up, the energy changed. It was like a lot of people were in a negative energy. Not really like a bad, like there's negative energy all the time, but it was like almost the energy of like disappointment or like heartbreak or like, what am I supposed to do? I'm lost, et cetera, et cetera. Like what's happening with the world? It's kind of like this sad feeling of like, is this all we have? Is this all I'm meant to do? You know, just like a lost soul energy. And I mean, even people that are teachers, like spiritual teachers online, you know, there's some that I take notice to that are actually doing the right thing, and even them, they kind of seemed a little lost. I don't know how nerdy they are like me with this astronomy thing. But I feel like if they're not as into it as I am, they are kind of also falling in with the masses and getting a little confused. Like, should I stop doing this? Should I keep following my purpose? Should I just go fucking be a thug now? Like nothing's changing. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really know what all of those synchronicities have to do with each other. I just feel like it's probably gonna come up in this reading. This is probably gonna be like a part one, part two, maybe a part three type situation. It might be like a mini series, because there's way too many messages. There's way too many messages to get out in one episode. I thought I was gonna be able to just like smash through it and was like, oh, let me just wait until I put him down for a nap later and hurry up and do the episode and lay down too. But no, it's like there was so much that Odin had to say. I was like, I have to do this now or I'm never going to sleep today. Like, forget a nap. I won't be able to sleep tonight if I don't get these messages out. So this is something I might power through. You guys are going to have to hear my son in the background running around doing his thing. When he's taking a nap, I probably will still be up doing it, but it needs to be said. It needs to be understood. And yeah, so stay tuned. I'm gonna pause it here. Get all of this together because there's a lot to say. And then we'll be back. Okay, so first we're gonna start off with the messages, with runic messages. I'm still learning to read runes for the most part, so I do have a book in front of me, but I'm going to just like kind of paraphrase it so that I can make it make sense to you guys, since I'm still learning. But in the rune messages, Well of Word came out. And what I am sure what Well of Word is like a scroll. So like how the Egyptians have the ancient scrolls or the emerald tablets, there's the Dead Sea Scrolls, there's you know, the Kabbalah, there's the Quran, there's the Torah. So every culture has their scrolls or their scriptures, passages, and they're like messages from the gods. The Well of Word is like that as well. And in the Well of Word, so you spell it well of, and then word is spelled W-Y-R-D. So in the Well of Word, it talks about magic being real, that it's a force or an energy in the universe, that your power and your energy is real, that you're a force in your own life. And basically, speaking about how, basically you control your own destiny, not to dwell too long in the past. Cause if you're, I say this all the time too, if you're, the way I say it is, if you're constantly thinking about like the past and, man, I should have done this, I shouldn't have done that, or like, you know, that creates depression. And like I said, when I was scrolling earlier, I kind of noticed that with certain people, like even certain other spiritual teachers, like, damn, did I choose the right path to go down? Because maybe I should be out here doing this instead of this, because I see these people getting further in life doing this, even though it's like criminal or something like that, right? So people are waking up today and like kind of depressed because they are in the past, right? They're dwelling too long in the past, and therefore they're causing this depression within themselves, and they're missing out on the present. So when you look too far ahead and you're like stressed about the future, that causes anxiety. That's how I explain it. My understanding of the Well of Word is like, don't stress about the past because there's nothing you can do. It already happened. It's just going to cause depression. If you stress too much about the future, it causes anxiety, right? So just be present so that you don't miss the present moment, and you can kind of take the steps you need to do actively right now to shift the things and control your own outcome of your own life right here in this present moment, right? So I feel like when you're present in your present moment, the Well of Word talks about how you can direct your future in the way and like guide it in the way that you want to guide it. So I hope that makes sense, and that everything is connected. And basically it speaks about like external influences affecting us as well. So like I said, we have to realize the powers that be knows what they're doing. Okay. So no matter what scripture, Torah, Quran, Egyptian temple stories, no matter like what you believe in, your faith, Christianity, whatever, like, whatever you believe in, they have all of our doctrines, all of our documents, all of our scrolls, all of our tablets within their possession, right? So they know how to manipulate things to go the way they want it to go if we're not actively in the present moment, okay? So if we're not grounded as human beings, then we'll get lost in, oh my God, like, there could be war tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, this country's talking about attacking us, and that country's talking about cyber attacks, and we might lose power grid to internet resources, and this and that is on recall with food. And like, if we're constantly being shown these type of things on the news and social media and stuff, and we're stressed about the future, let's see what we can change now, right? If we're constantly looking at history and, but back in history, this happened and that happened and then this and this, like, it's just like, they're kind of directing like an orchestra, but it's a really tragic fucking orchestra playing tragic fucking music, and it has to do with controlling our lives, if that makes sense. They're like conducting us in a way that they want us to go and what they want us to do. But the Well of Word, to pop up first in the rune messages, Odin is like, you control your own destiny. You control your own life. Maybe tap out of social media for a second. For me, it doesn't affect me like it affects everybody else, because I can see what's going on. I see it, I'll reshare it, and I'll try to leave a caption or something if I repost something to get people to think differently about it. Don't be fear-mongering or like afraid of what's going on. Just be present. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people I've seen woke up today like very hopeless. They're hopeless for the kids in the future. They're hopeless with each other. They're hopeless in so many ways. And I feel like if you take away hope, then the society crashes. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what it is. Like, pay attention to the external things that are influencing your life. And if you've noticed that, hey, you're right, certain things that I'm consuming throughout the day is affecting how I feel. If you're, you know, I teach you guys too, like, don't look at somebody else's life and compare and contrast, because just because it looks good and shiny and nice, all that glitters isn't gold. I knew I watched that movie yesterday for a reason. When I said all that glitters isn't gold, it reminded me of a movie I watched yesterday on Netflix called Damsel with Millie Bonnie Brown or something like that. from Stranger Things. She's on that movie. She's the main person. I don't want to give too many spoilers or nothing like that because it's really brand new. Normally, I'd be like, you guys should have seen it already. Spoiler alert. But I'm not going to do that to you guys. I want you to watch it. But just watch it in mind that all that glitters isn't gold. And if you don't understand what I mean, Netflix, Damsel, and you'll understand what I mean. So it's like, just because you're seeing someone look like they're doing better than you or they're more well off than you or whatever, doesn't necessarily mean that their spirit could be fucked over. But you're seeing and you're looking at material things. And I feel like since we're in a material world, a material based world, the gods are wanting you to look within yourself and realize that, like, your spirit, your health, your mental health, your spiritual health, your physical health, your emotional health, you know, that means so much more than anything that money can buy. So don't let them drain your soul to the point that you feel like hopeless. It's literally an outside force trying to go against your reality that you're creating. Okay. The Well of Word is also like considered a holy well at the bottom of the world tree, Yggdrasil. And the world tree is like, I explained it before, it's like a tree that basically connects all nine realms. I'll get into that a little bit more the more we go on, but the Well of Word is a scroll. It's describing different things. Of course, a lot of it summed up is what I just said, but it's also like a portal, like a water portal that is at the bottom of the tree that kind of like supplies the roots of the tree with like water. Water's connected to like emotions. So if you're noticing like throughout your day, I don't know, it could be other things than social media. If it's your job, if it's people in your family, friends, relationships, whatever that's like making your emotions sway in a negative way, remember you control the outcome. So be present and figure out, okay, what do I need to do in this moment? If this person, place, or thing is depressing me, is draining me, is making me sad, I need to figure out a way to walk away from it. And even if you don't really know what's in store for you next, it's about having faith in the gods. It's about having hope, because hope and faith go hand in hand, right? So I feel like at this point in time, everybody's stressed about bills and how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. And they kind of want you to do that, right? That's the whole reason the system set up that way. I feel like, honestly, if people just realize that you can't live off fear. It's like they're running a lot of the world off of fear, right? I haven't been in fear in a long time, you know, like, a lot of people were sending me magic and trying to have me fearful of the outcome. And like, I'm even in more fear because I have a child, but we're good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't had anything that I had to fear in a long time because I know the gods got me. So it's about your connection with God right now. And I feel like people really need to realize that with this new lunar cycle coming in, like, you can't keep, how do you expect something to change if you keep making the same mistakes, right? So if you're like, it's like insanity. If you keep doing the same exact thing, I'm looking at my son's show and it says E equals MC squared, right? It's almost like an equation, or like, you know, if you keep writing the same equation down, expecting you to solve it, and it's like, but you're not trying to break apart the equation in different ways and like think outside the box, and you keep getting the same answer, which is the wrong answer. How do you expect to get the right answer unless you try something different? To continue to do something that you know is not working is like a level of insanity. And I feel like that's what I'm seeing going on in the collective right now. So that's why they got me giving you guys this message. The next runic message is Vegsvir. Hope I'm saying that right. Vegsvir. And it's like a compass. You spell it Vegvisir. You can look it up so you can see what I mean. It's like a compass, okay? So my ancestors, I told you some of my ancestors are Norwegian. So some of my ancestors are Viking. And they would use this to help them navigate through storms, and they will use like sundials and stuff like that to help them navigate through storms and to find their way when they're traveling by water, by boat. So this is kind of like, in a way, I guess this message is supposed to help you be like guided, of course, like I'm a spirit guide for some people, to help guide you through and give you direction, okay? So basically, to sum it up, what this rune stands for is like saying you're never truly lost unless you choose to be. So it's about your choice, because this is your reality. So if you choose to be lost, then you're going to stay lost. If you choose to wake up and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to step into my purpose. I need to find my purpose. What are my God-given talents? What are my God-given gifts? And use those to direct your, how do I say that? Use those to like, guide you, and that'll lead you to your actual future that you're supposed to be living. So it's like, the way I can explain that besides reading it from the book is like, everybody has God-given talents. Some of us have multiple talents. Some of us are multifaceted. Some of us have one or two really, really good talents that we're good at that we can use to provide for our families with that. But 9 times out of 10, none of us are actually using those. There's some of us that are like, yeah, nah, 9-to-5s are not for me. I don't want to work for nobody else. I'm going to use my God-given talent to provide for me and my family. And they think outside the box and get it done. There was a nut when I was scrolling, there was this childhood movie, Ants spelt with a Z at the end. And it was kind of like that too, like worker ants, or like even like worker bees, when they're like a part of a colony and they just work and they're constantly doing the same thing over and over again. And if you remember that movie Ants from our childhood, or go watch it, it was like, I believe one of the ants, I can't remember the names, it was like, nah, I want to do something different. So when are you gonna like break outside the masses, or break outside that colony, or stop working for that company and putting all your hard work, dedication into making these already millionaires thrive, when you could be putting that into your own pockets, you know what I'm saying? Where you can be putting that into your own family. Some of you guys don't even see your families because you're constantly working 16, 18 hours, doubles, triple shifts. You know, you're picking up so many hours just to survive and just to live. But it's like, the moment you stop being fearful of what can happen and just trust God and be like, look, I don't know what God you believe in. You might believe in all of them like I do. And you're like, look, I don't know what you got me doing, but instead of giving this energy and time to this company, I'm going to do this. Instead of doing this, I'm going to do that. And see how different life can end up happening and changing for you, right? So it's something about tapping into your God-given talents and finding your purpose. And even in like the direst of times, like when you know, like, this is all I got, you put your life savings towards this because you know this can succeed. It's time for you guys to kind of like step out on faith and do that. Or it's giving me like, with the new moon being in Pisces, Pisces is like a threshold. So it's like a door. So, you know, when you're standing, say your door is open and you're standing in the threshold of the door, are you going to walk through the door and then close the door behind you? Or are you going to step back and stay in the room that you were just in and close it and then don't ever step out of it? So it's like right now, with for the next like 10 days that the new moon energy is lingering. So from like March 10th today to like March 20th, it's like major decisions are going to be made like that. Even for the people that don't listen to my episode, that might not hear it on time, Spirit is still going to guide them to make a major decision to stay in the same energy that they're in, or to step through that threshold and make a new choice. So you got to know that you're loved. You got to know that you're protected by the gods or whatever God you believe in, and that you're going to be able to find your way even when it seems like the outcome is hidden to you, you gotta step out on faith, bro. Like, I don't know what else to really say. I've done it. I'm good. Like, I have not a worry in the world. In fact, it just brought me more opportunities to have even more abundance. You know what I'm saying? And even if there's a waiting period for you, the gods are not gonna let you go, you know, starve and be homeless and go through hell when you're stepping out and you're walking with the gods. You feel me? Like, you're gonna be blessed with even more opportunities. I don't know how else to explain that other than it's up to you and your own individual faith. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because some people are like, yeah, no, I'm going to keep paying this. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing that because you have no faith and you don't trust in the gods. So it's like, it's almost giving me like an ultimatum. I'm not giving you the ultimatum, but I feel like Odin Allfather is saying like, this is the ultimatum, right? So a while ago when I was speaking more so like biblically and stuff like that, the 42 judges of Maat, I was talking about judgment and the revelations and how, you know, we already endured that. But now this is giving me, this is, the left behind. You know how a lot of people, especially in the spiritual community, if you're in the spiritual community on TikTok or social media or Facebook, whatever, you notice a lot of people are talking about like, the shift between like 5D and 3D, like when you're kind of like in a higher dimension, or if you're more so going to stay on 3D and keep kind of slaving away and doing the same things you're doing. So that's here. Like, that's today. It's starting today and it ends on the 20th. So even if only my listeners that's been loyal and listening to me, shout out to y'all. But if y'all, you know, even if only y'all hear this message for now, other people are going to hear it eventually and be like, oh, that's what I was going through March 10th through 20th. Okay, that makes sense. She explained it, but I already encountered that moment, right? But other people, because everybody on this planet, don't matter what country you're in, we're all going to go through this as of now, right? There's some of us that already went through it and was like, yeah, I'm going to choose this. And then there's some that are like, the gods are trying to wake up and be like, hey, baby, this your last chance. Do you believe me? Do you trust in me? You pray to me all the time. You talk to me all the time. But do you trust me? Do you think that if you fall, I'm going to catch you and I'm going to make sure you're good? You know what I'm saying? Or do you think I'm just going to let you drop? So I don't know. Everybody got a different connection with God. I know the connection I have with the gods, and ain't nobody going to break that. Damn sure ain't no motherfucking white old person in the fucking elite family is going to break nothing of my soul that I have connected to the gods. They can't scare me. They don't scare me. Right? So it's about what you're putting your time and energy into. Start consuming things that are more so like educational. I said that too. I said March 20th that it's going to be the shift between the age of Aquarius leaving Pisces and going into Aquarius, right? Intellect. So the shift kind of starting like 10 days before. It's like a pre-shift, if you will. Like, and then by the end of it, it's going to just keep moving in the direction of intellect and people learning and finding out and like seeking out resources and like, let me study this. Let me get into this. All right, fuck it. I chose to go with God's direction. I'm going to just step out on faith. I'm not doing this. I'm not slaving away for all these hours. I'm going to save this money. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to live in my van or like whatever the fuck. Me and my family going to move in together and we all good. Or there's so many different creative things that people are doing to find shelter and food and stuff. But it's like, this how we going to do it. And we're going to stand on that, right? And I feel like those be the happiest people that actually stop being a part of this matrix. So between now, the next 10 days leading up until the 20th of March is like, I don't know, bro. It's just a portal. Are you going to be the left behind that's kind of lagging? Because think about it this way. I seen in my dream, And I feel like other people are having dreams about this too. But like I said, some people feel like dreams are just dreams and that's all that they are. And then others on the other side of the spectrum is like, nah, dreams mean something. My dreams come true. My dreams tell me stuff, et cetera, et cetera. I just had a dream that companies are doing mass layoffs. The company that I seen was Forever 21. And, you know, it's to anybody listening, you're like, well, I don't work there. It's just a mall job or whatever. But it's like, there's still, it's not just that company. Tech companies have been doing mass layoffs. Google's and Amazon's and all these big companies have been doing mass layoffs. If you look at San Francisco and their main shopping district, all of the stores are gone and closed and shut down. There's nothing in the stores anymore. It's just empty buildings. So the elites already know what's to come. They already know what they're going to do. They have enough money. They can do it. It's not really the fact that they're suffering with money. They know that they're the only reason that we're able to provide for our families and feed and clothe and put a, keep a roof over our head is by working for them. So if they just mass fire layoff people by the tens of thousands of people, guess what? That's more money in their pocket because they're taking away the little bit of checks that they were giving y'all. They're not suffering from that. But now your whole world's come down because y'all have mass layoffs. I just like literally just woke up from that dream coming into today. Mass layoffs. And even if you think the company, it doesn't matter, it's not your company, they're all going to do that. They're all in bed with each other. They all going to do the same thing. It's like, when are people going to wake up and realize that the only way for you to succeed is for you to do something for yourself? You have to secure your own future, right? So that's all I can say about that. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm going to do, but I just need other people to realize that that shit that y'all are slaving away for and missing out on your kids' milestones and big events and things like that. Is it worth it in the end when these motherfuckers don't care about you personally as an employee? They don't care about tens of thousands of y'all, hundreds of thousands of y'all. When they just go around in every different area, every different country, state, and just start mass laying y'all off. That's what's coming next. Just to what? Also put fear into y'all heart to make y'all feel like this, that. When it's like, if you were gathering up and preparing for these moments, you would already been prepared. You would have already made that choice. I've been saying this for a while, but it's like, I feel like this is crunch time. All right, so boom. Now we're on the nine worlds. The rune is the nine worlds. If you look at the nine worlds, it is Yggdrasil, and it's the tree of life. At the bottom of it, like I said, is the well of words, which is also a well of water. At the bottom of that, it's a world, right? It's a water world, so like merfolks, mermaids, marine life, etc., right? But you also have nine realms. So I'm going to get into what the different nine realms are called and what they are. But in the middle of that is us on Earth. So it's crazy that everybody on Earth is like, well, some people, conspiracy theorists or whatever, they're like, oh, there's a Middle Earth. There is. But when it comes to this mythology, we are considered Middle Earth because we're the realm that's in the middle of all the others. What this rune means is like everything's connected. The fate of one affects the fate of all. Unite for a cause. Okay. So what I seen today from like 40 minutes of scrolling is and I commented on one of the guys that I follow. He follows me back. I commented on his post because he was like, when are we gonna get reparations? When is karma gonna affect these people? Like, Bubba, sit down. Like, when is karma gonna affect these people? I feel like the people that did this to everybody's culture is still winning and thriving, and Like, we're just continuously failing. He's like, I can't even scam. I get instant karma. I can't even do this. I get instant karma. I instantly get in trouble. And what I commented, basically paraphrasing it, was like, these are thieves. The elites are thieves. They stole from our ancestors. It don't matter if you're indigenous, native, African, Hispanic. It don't matter what culture you are. They went to everybody's country. Everybody's country. And stole their land, their women, their children, their husbands, separated everybody, put this colorism system in base, put Christianity there, forced religion on people, told them that their ancient practices and medicines and healing things were evil and bad and all these things. Making people in today's time pay taxes. A lot of countries are in debt to us for... It's like re-enslaving people all over again. They're all this shit. Cotton is, the dollar bill is made out of cotton. All of our ancestors, if you're African American or African descent in any type of way, indigenous in any type of way, your ancestors picked this cotton that made these dollar bills. So really, all the money in the world should be, you feel me, reprimanded to you, but they're thieves. When have you ever known a thief to hand back what they stole? And be like, here you go, my bad. Here's the reparations. Here's a little something, something for you. I've never known any thieves. And mind you, I used to rob people when I was younger. You're never going to catch me take somebody's iPhone when I was younger and bring it back to them and be like, my bad, girl. Here you go. Nah, I'm about to take that and go sell it and make my profit off of it and provide for my family. So that's what these elites have done. And that's why they're still in power, right? So I basically answer his question like, bro, when have you ever known a thief to return the things that they stole because they feel bad for you? They don't feel bad. They're trying to come up too. So I was saying basically like, we have to go take it back from them. It's ours to begin with. The only way that you're going to stand up to your bully, even if it's not a regular thief and it's like a bully, right? Like, your parents always told you if a bully take this from you, they take your lunch money, they take your favorite lunch box, they take your toy. You know, if the bully put their hands on you first, you whoop their ass. At least in African American culture, that's what we're taught, right? So at this point, the elites are the bully. And instead, we have protest signs and we're walking around and we're being peaceful about it and we're asking and we're doing strikes. And the strikes only last a couple days, maybe a couple months, because the same time you're striking, you're not making any money. And then, fuck, we got to end the strike. Maybe they'll give in and give us some bread. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll change some of their laws. Maybe they'll change their company policies or give us a raise. Maybe they won't. And the whole time you're still suffering. When the fuck did any bully or any thief care about you protesting? When the fuck did any bully or any thief care about you holding up a sign and saying, we want our rights, we want this, I'm gonna stand out here and block traffic until you give it to me? They're still making money while you're not making money. You see what I'm saying? Their families are still provided for generations while you're on strike eating ramen noodles, about to die, protesting all day, instead of walking up and taking that shit. You gotta go knock your bully out. And that's basically what I said. I was like, the only way we're gonna get it is if we go take it from their front doors. You gotta go and get it from them. That's it. But I said, everybody's too docile to do that. Until people stop being so docile and timid, then it's gonna stay in their hands, right? And literally, what I just read with this room with the nine worlds is like, everything's connected. The fate of one affects the fate of all. So if we all decide as one, because you got to remember, we are all one. We're all, as the masses, going through the same shit. It don't matter what culture we are. If you're not elite and you're not a part of their bloodline, you're suffering. Even the people that you feel like have white privilege, even the white people starting to go through shit. They ain't even making as much money as they feel like they making. You feel me? Unless they're part of these elites they can also be fired from Google and Boeing and Amazon and all these other tech companies, right? Right. So the fate of one affects the fate of all. Unite for a cause. That's literally in the rune. I'm not just saying this shit. It's like what the rune means. And this is some ancient shit. Right? So Odin, Allfather, and the Norse gods basically said this in their teachings too. Like, the only way you're gonna get anything done is if y'all all get together and unite for a cause. What's the cause behind this? The cause is we're all suffering. Everybody on this planet besides them. Right? Darkness and light, good and evil, beginnings and endings, birth and death are all connected. We're never alone. So what that means is, to me personally, you might look at your neighbor and feel like, damn, they're a different color than me. This person might do this to get by. This person might do that to get by. But at the end of the day, it's like, no matter how pure somebody is, no matter how corrupt somebody is, at the end of the day, we're all in the same pot. We're all in the same mixing boat. You live to somebody next door to somebody that's, how did Lil Wayne say that in the song? The reason I live next door to you is not the reason you live next door to me. I forgot which song that was. But he was basically saying, like, he didn't, like, some of these people didn't rap their way into a nice neighborhood. They sell drugs to get into this nice neighborhood. So because this is what they did to get by, to provide for their families, everybody's so segregated and judging everybody when y'all need to get together and realize the only reason this motherfucker needs to sell drugs or rob people is because of the same reason that you're suffering too, the elites. So at the end of the day, it all boils down and circles back to we're back at start. It's a loop. It's a loop that everybody's in. And it's about who's about to jump off that loop and be like, fuck am I on this merry-go-round for it? Going in circles. It's a little scary, but I'm going to jump off the merry-go-round and see what else is out there, because I'm tired of going in circles. I'm tired of being on this loop. I'm tired of having the same outcome. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, back to the nine worlds, sorry. In Norse cosmology, there are nine home worlds. Okay? Nine realms that are held within the branches or the roots of the Yggdrasil. This way, all nine worlds are connected and they all influence each other. So now I'm gonna go ahead and break down the nine worlds for you guys. The nine worlds and their inhabitants are as follows. Asgard, the home of the Aesir or the gods. So to us, what we know that is the heavens. Asgard is the heavens. The Aesir are the gods. Alfheimr is the home of the light elves. I know I'm going to say these wrong, but it's okay. Nalavir is the home of the dwarves. Midgard, Middle Earth, is the middle place, the home of the humans. So we're considered Middle Earth. And yes, we have a Middle Earth technically inside of Earth, but when it comes to the Yggdrasil, we are Midgard. We are the middle place, the home of the humans. Jotunheimr is the home of the Jotun, or like the giants. Vanenheimr is the home of the Vanir, or the second group of gods. So like, would you consider like deities? So there's like gods, right? And then there's deities. So like deities would be like Papa Legba, Hecate, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Where they're like deities. Nilfheimr is the elemental world of ice and snow. So what that looks like to us, for the people that are into like flat earth, And for people that believe that there's like ice walls that hold Earth together because it's flat Earth, that's like beyond the ice wall. That'll be Niflheimr. I think I'm saying that right. And that's basically the world of ice and snow. Milspimir is the world of fire and lava, the home of the Jotun, the fire giants. And then Hel, Himir is the home of the dead and the giantess Hel. And if you guys know Hel, she is the daughter of Loki. But Hel is spelled different. It's not H-E-L-L, it's H-E-L. And it's actually not a, it's not like the Christian based Hel. It's more so like, for lost souls. Okay. So those are the different realms that are basically like connected to us without us even realizing it, and it has different various aspects of the physical world. Asgard's in the sky, Hel is below the ground, like I said, the Niflheim is the ice, Jotun is the forest and wild green place. So it's like we look at it and it might look like it's like up and down, but it's like we're all of these nine worlds that I named off is literally on this planet. We have giant forests. We have lava, you know, volcanic lava places that is like fire, brimstone type shit. Mountains with fire, with fucking volcanoes. That's what I'm trying to say. The ice wall and shit like that. We have like the South Pole, the North Pole. We have Antarctica, shit like that, the ice wall. The Marine Kingdom, like majority of this planet is majority of its water, right? So even though I'm saying it and it sounds like it's like different realms, it's literally just everything that we see around us 24/7 and it's all connected, right? If we burn down all the trees, that's affecting the forest kingdom and things like that, right? If we pollute the water, that's affecting the marine kingdom, right? If we pollute the sky, that's affecting the sky. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, that's basically how to explain it without making it seem like, mystical or something. I don't know what the fuck to explain. Like, like we're literally living on it. So I hope that makes sense for you guys. It's not like a mystical woo type thing. It's like, no, look around you. There's literally volcanoes. Like living in Washington, there's a lot of forest and trees. There's giants, people seeing Sasquatches. There's the Marine Kingdom. We're surrounded by waters, lakes, rivers, waterfalls, and the ocean. There's clearly the sky, obviously. There's volcano, Mount Rainier, Mount St. Helens. I don't remember if the Cascades are volcanic, but like, you see what I'm saying? Midgard, we're humans, we're walking around, you know? So it's like, we all have these places. It's just about realizing that we're all connected and like, fucking waking the fuck up, bro. The next, rune is Ragnarok. Ragnarok is basically like, that rune describes something coming to an end. So, basically, when something comes to an end, if you know the story of Ragnarok, it's like when something comes to an end, that doesn't mean it's completely gone. It just means that there's something like a new beginning. It's like the way I can explain it is if you're doing construction, in order to build a new building, you have to tear down the old building in this place, right? You got to do demolition. You gotta clear away the dust and debris and fucking boulders and shit. And then you gotta set a new foundation and then build upon that new foundation for something new to be there. And then now we got a new business, a new plaza, a new mall, a new complex, a new house or whatever, right? So that's kind of like Ragnarok, like something coming to an end only for something new to take its place. It speaks about how we're all subjected to the cycle of birth, life, death and rebirth. With death comes an opportunity to start afresh, no matter how difficult the situation is. It's not the end of the world. So If you guys know about Norse mythology, Ragnarok is like the end. And it was like all the gods died, right? If you know, I'm not going to really get too much into it. Just look it up and read it yourself. But it's basically like the Norse god end of the world. Like Fenrir, the wolf, ate the gods and the sun or something like that. I can't remember off the top of my head. But it's like everything just fucking ended. But then it's like it also got rebirthed. So now the gods are back. It's not like they're gone forever. Because, you know, as a kid reading that story, I was like tragic. Like, oh my God, something took down the gods. It's like they're the biggest superheroes in the world. But then when you finish reading it and realize that the gods are still here, they're back. It's just they got to start anew because there was so much chaos and shit going on in the world that it has to start over. It has to be like the demolition has to happen. The tearing down of a system has to happen in order for something to start new. So back to that comment I said on dude's post earlier, like, how do we expect to get what they stole from us if we don't end their world? Their reality has to end. If their reality is that they're winning and we're losing, we have to end that. They're not going to just hand it to us. They barely handed us stimulus checks when we had nothing to do with COVID, right? They skimped on that shit. Barely got us to survive off that. So you really expect them to pay everybody? Like, that's a lot of people to pay back. They're not going to do it. They can do it. Technically, they financially can do it, but they're not going to do it. So you got to force it to end in order for it to change. So it just, this morning when I looked at everything, I was just like, wow, like, I keep saying this morning, but it was definitely the afternoon. But like, wow, people are not realizing what's like so clear. Stop complaining about this system and that system and the school systems failing the kids and the health system failing and the food. I don't like everybody depends, especially in America. I don't know about other countries, but we depend on grocery stores and companies to give us food. And now all the cheeses and dairy items have listeria. And I had a dream that it's not just the two or three companies that are telling us, it's all of it. Because if you look into listeria, it has to come from the soil that the cows are eating is contaminated with it. So then they're ingesting it and the cows might not get sick. But when they produce milk and cheese and we're going to the store and buying milk and cheese and dairy and cream for our coffee and stuff, and we're getting cheese pizzas and we're making grilled cheese sandwiches and we're fucking making pasta with cheese and we're pouring cereal with the milk and like getting ice cream, we're getting listeria. It's like, how do we expect the change if the main people that's contaminating the soil is who? You see what I'm saying? So it's like, we gotta realize how deep the system goes and how it all needs to be ripped down and start over. But we can't sit here and beg the people that stole from us to give us our shit back. We got to whoop their ass. Simple. I'm going to pause it here. And then we're going to do a little bit more. But this is definitely going to be a way longer message than I thought. I'll be back. Okay, loves. We're back. So, yeah, we're still on Ragnarok. So I'm actually going to read a little bit of Ragnarok and kind of like paraphrase it. So the wolf is Fenrir. Fenrir the wolf opened his mouth and wild swallows the sun, which is the goddess Sol, and the moon, which is the god Mani. So Fenrir opened his mouth and wild and swallows Sol and Mani. The god turns and die. Everything sinks. It is gone, we think. It is dead, we know. And yet, life arises. The seeds sprout. And light floods the land again. So, just kind of paraphrasing Ragnarok, it's just the end stage. It's just the end cycle of Norse mythos. Ragnarok is actually what we're experiencing now. So, the gods are having me do this episode, even though I didn't want to do any episodes for a while, because this is really important for people to know and hear that we are technically like 10 days into the end of the world. It's like the 10 days prior to Ragnarok. And they just want you to understand, at the end of the world, how are you going to, like, I don't know how else to explain it besides, like, what is that movie? Was it called The Last Holiday? Yeah, I think it was called The Last Holiday with Queen Latifah. I don't remember if she ended up at the end not being sick. It was such a long time ago I seen it. But basically, like, if the gods are telling you, you got stage 4 or something cancer, you have 10 days to live, are you going to go and clock into your 9-to-5 and be depressed? Are you going to go and do this and that? Or, like, are you going to just take all the savings, all the money you have, and make the best of your situation? Spend time with your family. Spend time with your loved ones. Make memories. I'm not saying that the world's going to implode and explode in 10 days. No. But the world as we know it is going to look very differently coming up very soon. So when I said March 20th is like the beginning shift from going from the age of Pisces to Aquarius, it means that this shit that we've been going through is gonna start taking a whole new fucking change because Ragnarok is here. It's the end, right? So I know that mythos and different mythologies and different stories and the Bible and stuff made it seem like everybody was gonna like burn and die, and some of us gonna be raptured into the sky with blue-eyed baby Jesus and like just different stories like that. But really, we go through portals all the time and don't realize it. Like, we literally all as a collective went through a portal last night and we slept through it. For me, I was up during it, but I didn't know. I didn't go to sleep. Me and my son didn't go to sleep till like 5 in the morning because we took a really late nap and woke up at like 11. So, but it was still a portal, right? And it's the most important portal because it's the one right before the end of the world as we know it. So choose very wisely what you're going to be doing in your next life. Like, I don't know how else to explain it, but people feel like you have to die in order to have a new life, but you really don't. This world shifts all the time. If you guys listen to some of my conspiracy theorist episodes and stuff, some of y'all might be thinking I'm crazy, but no, I'm really just really, I know this shit. I know what I'm fucking talking about. And I try to explain to you guys in such a basic fucking way how time theories work, how time traveling works, how energetic portals work, etc., etc. And we just went through one last night. And we're still in one now for the next 10 days. So are you going to be the left behind? Are you going to be stuck on that 3D reality? Like, okay, they told me I had 10 days to decide what future I want for myself. And I'm going to just keep working for this company. All right, cool. You decided that. Cool. That's what's up. So when you're moving forward and, you know, March 20th comes around, the 21st, and the rest of the year continues on, and you're still put all your faith into this company, to this elite person, instead of the gods, then when they take everything from you, and now you're fending for yourself, and now you're lost and distraught, and all this chaos breaks out, that's considering, okay, you wanted to be left behind. It's up to you, right? If you're like, no, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do, because I can't tell you what to do. As a reader, I can't. I don't know. There's too many of y'all that listen to me for me to be like, oh yeah, Virgos, go ahead and do. No, I've been telling y'all for hella long. Follow your dreams. Do what you gotta do. Map out all your fucking gifts. Figure out a fucking business plan. I've been telling y'all that, right? So it's not like I'm about to say that shit on this episode. Oh yeah, go and start that crochet business. Go start this and that and write a book. Like, bro, I've been telling y'all. Y'all know what gifts y'all got. Are you gonna do it or not? Nah? Cause I'm telling you right now, my dreams are not just for the fuck of it. Some of the shit's spiritual warfare. Some of the shit's lovey-dovey. I don't get many lovey-dovey dreams as much as I would love to. Most of them is predictions about what's going to happen in this world. And it, when I say it's like an overflow of it, to the point that if I don't tell y'all certain shit, the gods don't let me sleep. So that's why I was like, I know I have to get up. I got to do this one. As much as I wanted to just watch movies all day, I had to do this message or I wasn't going to sleep. Because I have to tell y'all what I've been seeing. Everything's getting recalled. Certain foods are being recalled. Companies being shut down. Chaos happening. I told you guys about the election and who's going to win already. I told y'all what's going to happen when that motherfucker wins. I told you the other motherfuckers that's going to try to go up for candidate and all that bullshit and all that shit. I've been saying all that. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it ain't going to happen. But are you going to be left behind with all that fuck shit? Or did you figure out a financial plan and put all that time and effort into building your own fucking home? I don't know what the fuck you're going to do. But like, how do you choose to end this world? Cause did you end this world with your family, your loved ones, and a plan for this next reality coming through? Or did you put all your eggs in one basket with this company and then they laid you off and now you didn't even lay you off? Cause 9 out of 10, they're grimy. They're going to lay you off when you don't have when you're not expecting a check. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've done that to me before when I was fired. I only been fired from like 2 jobs when I was younger. And they were so grimy, they didn't even fire me like for a real reason, but they didn't fire me with a paycheck for me to be able to be like, oh fuck, I just got fired. Let me put this paycheck towards my rent and food and find something else. They fired me when I was not on the next payroll. You see what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain it, but y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. When it's like you already got paid and you already spent that money where you need to spend it. And now you're kind of like broke waiting for the next paycheck, but then you got fired. So you don't get the next paycheck type shit. So like, what are you doing? Everybody's already living paycheck to paycheck, right? So what's your Ragnarok look like? What's your end of the world look like? Are you in detriment? What are you going to do after that? They don't have resources to keep supplying people. You don't qualify for certain things. They don't have enough money for programs for food stamps and housing and shelter space. It's illegal to be homeless, right? You see what I'm getting at? It's all set up that way. So how are you going to go out with your last few days? I'm not saying go pop it and just go to every country and ball out. Use that money to set yourself up. Get some seeds, get some dirt, get some land, do something. Fuck. But like, how you gonna eat? How your kids gonna eat? What you gonna do? And I feel like that's kind of like, this is like the what's it called? Like the prelog or just the pretense to what's about to happen. For sure. In this Norse mythology story of Ragnarok, the gods are defeated. The land is destroyed and all life is extinguished. The mighty wolf Fenrir breaks his bonds and swallows the sun and the moon and all things and sink into the dark void as they come to an end. But like the cycles of life in Central North mythos, birth, life, death, rebirth. Okay? Dawn to dusk, light to dark, full moon to dark moon. Right now we're in the dark moon. You can't see the new moon, but it's in the sky, right? This is literally Ragnarok, the dark moon. It's almost like he's eating the moon right now. I hope that makes sense to you guys. The cycles of plants, children, elderly passing, like we all have this ending and beginning. If you believe in reincarnation, coming back, like it no matter how you tell the story, it's all about this birth, life, death, rebirth. It's just very different from the Christian end of days where there's like a punishment and all that kind of stuff. That's really, if you think about it, that's really the elites. It's really the elites, because not every spirituality practice, not every spirituality practice, or like the old gods, the old ways, Egyptian, Norse, Mayan, not all of them have a complete ending. It's like there's always a rebirth somewhere. Right? Even if you fucking study the Mayan calendar, it didn't technically mean the ancestors, because some of my ancestors are Mayan. Clearly, I'm mixed with every fucking thing. They did not mean that the world was going to end in 2012. They didn't mean that the whole world was going to end in 2012. They just meant that the world as we knew it was going to end in 2012. And it fucking did. I graduated in 2011. And if I think about it, the years right before that, look how different the world was. It was a little bit more affordable. Things were a little bit more, you know. It was like, that's why so many people try to figure out why millennials are very nostalgic. Because we were the last generation to actually have a childhood. We were the last generation to actually have normal teenager years and awkward phases, and we had to glow up and have, we had pimples on our face and fucking glasses, and you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were the last teens that were able to be teens. Now the teens, the kids are rushed to grow up so fast. They're already stressing, and they're not even old enough to get a job. They're already knowing about stuff because they can just get on and research it. It's like their childhoods are ripped away from them. They don't have imagination anymore because they don't have any hope. I knew that a little bit after I graduated and I started reading books and stuff like that when I was 19. I mean, I always read books, but I mean like really studying shit. I was babysitting these kids and, you know, took them to the park and playing with them and stuff, and none of them had an imagination. So I already seen that coming with that generation back then. I'm 31 now. I was 19 when I was babysitting my kids and making money on my own. I always found a way to make my own money. Find your own way to make some fucking money. That was no taxes taken out of my shit. That was paid straight from the person. I ain't had no LLC and then, I mean, there's so many different ways to make money. You don't have to do anything illegally, but find a way to make money. Find a way to barter and trade with people. Find something to do, because I'm telling you, it's not going to be the same real soon. For facts. For facts. I'm going to go ahead and end this episode here and do a part two. We still got more rooms to get through. But I'm going to end it because, ironically, we're talking about the ending of the world, right? And then we're talking about the birth of a new one. But I just feel like that's a good point to, like, end it, right? In the first episode, at least. And then begin with a new one. So look into the things I was talking about. Look into the movies and shows or anything that I was talking about. And start to educate yourself on things. Educate yourself deeper on the things that you're good at. Another thing, I just seen, I had a TikTok notification pop up. They're talking about getting rid of this app, right? I don't know if they're going to or not. I don't give a fuck what they're going to do. That's their business. But a lot of people are stressing about, oh, I'm a content creator and I make my money off of that and da da da. Like, find a fucking another way to make your money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, stop stressing about shit and sit down and figure shit out. Y'all just be going and hustling, busting. Oh, I can't be late. I can't be late. I can't be late. They're going to fire me. Fire me. Fire me. They're going to fire y'all regardless. They're showing y'all. They're going to fire y'all regardless. They're showing you guys. Oh, there's a bunch of content creators that are making money off of posting and teaching people about stuff. Why don't we take that all away? So no matter how the fuck you're working for these big time companies, they're figuring out ways to take it from y'all. Whether you go clock in at Boeing, Google, Amazon, fucking any big time companies, or you're working from TikTok and YouTube content creator, they're still going to find out a way to take your check away from you. So what are you going to do with your last couple checks? The guys need you to figure that out. Peace.